This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. A vehicle called Yuri 1 set an unofficial record for longest recognized flight of a human-powered helicopter back in 1994. Now, and I mean right now, a team out of the University of Maryland has set their sights on changing that. Their aircraft is Gamera 2, and we're speaking today with Dr. Inderjit Chopra, who has advised the team over more than 3.5 years of development. Dr. Chopra, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Let's set the foundation for our listeners. What are the basic flight goals of this project? And by that, I mean, how long does the aircraft need to stay in the air to beat that of Yuri 1 about 15 years ago? And what do you think Gamera 2 and its pilot are capable of?
Well, right now we have actually two goals. The first goal is to get the endurance of 60 seconds. And the second goal is to, in addition to getting 60 seconds, we need to go above 10 feet from the ground. That basically is to win a Sikorsky Prize.
Gamera 2, of course, suggests there was a Gamera 1. What are the essential improvements over the previous design?
Well, after we tested Gamera 1, where we achieved 11.4 seconds by a female pilot, we realized that to get 60 seconds, we need first to reduce the weight of the airframe itself, which we almost reduced like a 39%. We also have a better, much more improved rotor. The rotor now is a plan form taper. The first we had a uniform blade. Second, also with the blades, what we have here is a much better aerofoil. Okay. So with all those, and plus also the transmission system, which gave us a lot of problem in Gamera 1, we altogether improved it. So as a result, lower weight, more efficient, and much better power transmission. The power transfer is a lot better uniform now.
What weight are we looking at overall for the aircraft without the pilot in it?
Okay, first I'd like to tell you the dimension. There are four rotors. Each rotor is about 43 feet diameter. If I take from one end to the other end, the maximum dimension comes out to be 105 feet. The cockpit is right in the middle. It's also at the lower end. So the total structural weight of this human-powered helicopter is 76 pounds today.
I'm sorry, you said 76 pounds?
76 pounds, yes.
So I spoke once with a team that built a human-powered ornithopter. They told me that if it's not about to break, it's too heavy. Is that the same mandate in effect for your team?
Absolutely. It is right on the critical level. We cannot have any safety margin in this.
Now, I understand when powered up by the human power plant, Gamera 2's rotors are turning at 20 RPM, roughly. What is your flight environment, and when and where are the tests to take place?
First thing is that we cannot expect any type of gusty wind here, so that's why we have to do it indoor. The goal is to fly the rotor as close to the ground, because with the ground, we gain the ground effect. So ground effects are very important for us. So that's why your rotor is almost at the bottom, and it has to fly as far as possible near the ground.
And the dimensions, you mentioned it was
105 feet from one end to the other end, maximum dimension.
And you have the rotors all around the perimeter of the structure. Is there any means of flight control? How does it keep from bumping into things?
The only flight control is we can adjust the pitch while the rotor is on the ground. Once it's in flying, then we don't have any control. On ground, we can adjust the pitch so that it is properly trimmed. So we try to do all those iteratively. We trim it, but once in flight, we don't have any control. The only control is the pilot. He can move his body left, right, or front.
If the team is successful, what are the next goals?
And once we get the 60-second endurance, then we'd like to get it 10 feet above the ground to win the Sikorsky Prize. And hopefully we will hand over this vehicle to Smithsonian and get into brand new endeavor. And the next endeavor can be like a solar helicopter.
I'm sorry, the next endeavor is what?
Like a solar helicopter, all basically helicopter which will be with the one pilot and with the, all using solar energy. That's my next endeavor.
Using solar energy alone, a helicopter?
Yes, hopefully that will be future.
We've been speaking with Dr. Inderjit Chopra about Gamera 2, the human-powered helicopter project. I'm Glenn Pugh for avweb.com. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.